And everyone, welcome in to the first ever live edition of The Undefeated. I'm your host, Anthony Silvani. I'm here with Frankie. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm doing pretty solid.
Talking to the mic, Frankie.
Dude, I'm doing pretty solid.
I'm here with John.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Dylan, who's a regular guest.
Good morning.
Caleb, another regular guest.
What's up, guys?
And also Brayden, another regular guest.
What's up, guys?
We might be actually able to hear Caleb today.
Yeah, the mic normally doesn't work for him. This is the first time you guys are ever seeing us, you know, live in person. Obviously, there will be the audio version released back on, you know, the normal podcast. And we're going to start with some baseball. John, you're our main baseball guy. Dylan knows baseball, too. But
Frankie
John
has baseball. Frankie plays baseball.
Yeah, but John have some lockout news.
Yeah.
If there isn't.
The MLB and MLBPA, the Players Union, have been meeting all this week, nonstop, day after day. And they have not gotten any closer to a solution or a new agreement. So the MLB put a deadline for this Monday. If they don't reach an agreement, games are canceled and players are not getting paid. So they have till Monday to come up with an agreement. And right now it's not looking great. They're still split on core economics, how to treat minor leaguers and pay, free agency, arbitration time, a bunch of stuff, you know, and it's, you know, the more time goes by, I think we're 85 days into this lockout, the lesser I think baseball is, you know, we're going to have baseball start on time.
I agree.
Dylan? You think there's going to be much of a season at all? Like, what's your prediction?
Well,
I
think we're probably going to have a shortened season. We know shortened seasons work, and honestly, you know, players want their money, right? But they also don't mind, you know, a little bit more rest time. Dylan.
It's true.
Yeah.
I don't honestly care if it starts on time. I just needed to start before April because I paid money to go watch a game on April 15th. And if I'm not able to go watch the game, we're going to have some
That's
issue.
A Shohei start day.
What game?
It's Angels Rangers.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it's the Rangers. They suck. Okay. I don't want to watch the Rangers.
I don't want to watch
the Angels
either.
Are playing. You got Shohei's the cover.
That's probably a Shohei start day.
Hopefully. We're hoping Rangers, it's a Shohei start day.
Yeah. I already predicted it. Now.
Oh, Corey Seager. I am going for Corey
Seager.
Hey,
get ready for Kershaw. Get ready for Kershaw.
I'm going for Corey Seager and Corey Seager only.
Marcus Simeon, bro.
No, Corey Seager.
Nah, bro,
Corey
I'm there
Seager.
For Cole Calhoun. That's my guy.
Everybody's there for
everybody
Cole Calhoun.
Everybody loves
Cole Calhoun. Adolis Garcia.
Nick Solak.
Hey, Nick Solak. Hey, don't sleep on Nick Solak. Hey, stop it, bro. He's ready all-star of that team next year. Be ready for
it. The all-star is going to be Nick Solak?
Yeah.
I don't think the Rangers will
put
have seen
Monopoly money.
Stars, yeah.
Put Monopoly money down on Nick Solak right there.
Monopoly money?
Yeah.
Are we talking like 500?
hey, I'm talking about 1 million right there, bro. Literally, those things only exist.
If you can find me $5 million in Monopoly money, then we can have that conversation. All right, again.
We will. Be ready for it.
All right, we're going to move into some basketball now. We're just past the All-Star break. The Bulls and the Suns, they're first in each conference. You guys think the favorites? I think the Suns are the favorites to win it all. Caleb, I'm start with you.
I'd probably say the Suns are pretenders in the Western Conference. I don't think they're all that good. I think they flare out, and I still think that teams like the Warriors will beat them in the end. They're better. Curry's better than Chris Paul, and I think as a team, the Warriors are a lot better. Yeah. So, that's how that's gonna be.
Okay. You got something to say, Frankie? You look like
no. I don't think they're gonna flare out. I mean, they've been hot ever since the bubble.
They've been hot.
So they've been. Hey.
We've got good sun puns right now. Okay.
Hey, they have been pretty hot.
I don't know if these are good or not, but these are good sun puns, guys.
But nah, they've been pretty hot, and I don't. Obviously, I can see the team like the Warriors beating them and stuff, but you know, I think it could be a good little series there, but
yeah, personally, I'm a big Utah Jazz guy. You know,
it's not a joke.
You
know, when
you watch
their
team, you look at their fundamentals. They just play the best team basketball in the NBA. And I think
are they a really sound team?
They're very very fundamentally sound for the Utah Jazz. So, you know, I think that they're my favorite right now to win the West. But
interesting.
You know, many people are gonna say the Suns. The Warriors, but I'm a Jazz guy.
What about the Grizzlies?
Grizzlies are looking pretty good, but I don't think they're a playoff push team right now. Mm. You know, I think they're missing some pieces for the playoffs that the Jazz just have.
All right, so I'm going to go back to Caleb. Who do you think is the favorite to get out of the West then?
Warriors.
Think easily. They're going
to? Yeah, I don't think. I think Stephen Curry's on another level, and I think with the guys around him, they know how to win games in the playoffs. I'd take the Warriors all day.
Dylan, do you have any?
No, I agree with that. That's
Fickle. Who do you have?
It's a good team right there. They're a good group of fighters.
You have the Jazz
right there. The Warriors, they are.
Are you trying to get as many basketball puns in as you can?
Let me
take this. Oh, Braden's the only person singing for the Jazz. All right, the Grizzlies are gonna stay in their cave. The Suns, you know.
Just move on. Right,
no,
okay, you see whenever John
goes.
Now the Grizzlies might be scary.
You have the Jazz over the Warriors.
What?
You have the Jazz over the Warriors.
I think the Jazz can take them down.
I don't think
you're crazy.
There's just something about the Jazz right now. You know, they're gonna.
There's something about the Jazz this time every year.
Listen, they're gonna be.
First round.
They're
exit.
Gonna be a 4 or 5. They're gonna play either like Denver or Dallas, and they're gonna beat them. Then they're gonna play the Suns, and we all. Know
I think right now
lose.
They're playing Dallas.
They're gonna
play good
against gonna
right
lose.
Now they would play the Mavs.
Let's see. I saw something on the NBA Instagram a couple days ago, so I'm gonna go check.
The 4, 5, 6 race is pretty tight. So
I just looked up Instagram on Instagram.
All right, well, Dylan does that. We're going to talk about the L.A. Lakers. They're 9th in the West. What do they need to do to turn their season around, Brady?
Trade
Russell Westbrook. Yeah, Russell Westbrook.
Had a bit, Dylan.
He just hasn't been what they thought that they were going to get out of him. LeBron just seems to be frustrated playing with him. You know, when I've seen him in games, he just hasn't looked comfortable on the court. You know, the fans don't like him. He just
nobody likes just off and on.
Yeah, he's an off and on player, mostly off. And, you know, I don't got much to say about the Lakers because it's LeBron's team and what he can do with it. You know, Anthony Davis is hurt about every other week.
Led GM needs to trade away Westbrook.
I think it's very embarrassing what they've been doing, honestly. Like, everybody thought they're going to come out on top this year. It's just obviously you can't predict. You have AD, you have LeBron. Those are two, I would say, top 5 players in the league.
I found it, guys.
Would you say Anthony Davis is a top five player in the league?
No.
Yeah. No. I don't know about top five.
At his position, for sure. But
position wise, top five easily. But not you know, with
would
injury,
you say top 10 in the league?
With injury, I don't think he's probably top 5 in the league. But maybe. When you look at that roster, with
you don't think Anthony Davis is top 10 in the league?
It's quite. I mean, with how much he gets injured,
I
think
he's
when
close
he's healthy,
to it, though. Yeah. Let's like. With
healthy, yeah, for sure.
When you look at it,
Westbrook
has a point guard who, like, I always thought he was a pretty good point guard. And, you know, playing with LeBron and Anthony Davis, that seems like a team that needs to be a 1, 2, or 3 seed in the playoffs. And they're on the outside looking in, you know, to those play-in games.
I think Russell needs to just stop shooting the ball. I mean, you have other scorers around you. I think he should maybe be more like a passer type guy. But who knows? He's just all over the place.
I mean, he needs to be like the 4th or 5th option. Maybe I'd say the 5th. Like, I'm letting Malik Monk get more shots than him. I'm letting Melo, when he's healthy, get more shots than him. I'm hoping
Isn't
Kendrick
Melo going
Dunn
to the
comes
Nuggets?
Back.
I have no idea.
I think he's going to the Nuggets.
Austin Reeves, more shots, basically. I mean, Westbrook's something, but he can be a good enough passer and defender to keep him on the floor, I think.
We're going to move on now to the other side, the Nets. The Brooklyn Nets are 8th in the East. They're 2-8 in the last 10 games. What did they need to do to turn their season around?
Get healthy, get their players back on the court.
Ben, 10% from the 3-point line needs to get on.
You know, I like the Nets team right now. You know, if they're all healthy, Seth Curry is one of my favorite players to watch in the NBA. You know, he's just as good of a shooter as his brother, in my opinion.
Stop. Stop it right now.
I mean, it's not that far.
It's not far off. He's
not
a great shooter.
He's not ever going to take the shots that Steph does. So that's why I think he's just
he's
as
a
good
role
of a
player.
Shooter. But he's in a role position where he's still going to get 10, 12 shots a game on a Nets team. You know, even with Ben Simmons and Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving. And I like their team right now, especially Patty Mills, too.
You said he's going to get how many shots a game?
10 to 12.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think
especially,
so?
Especially now without – those players healthy, and they just got Goran Dragic.
But you're talking about with those players.
With those players, I think he can still get 10.
Really?
I mean, he's going to shoot.
Without those players, 100%.
He's
going
to shoot 5 or 6 threes a game. And then it's about, like, he's going to take a couple mid-range pull-ups. Like, he's going to get to 10 shots.
I guess.
Do you have any input, Caleb?
I think Andre Drummond's a pretty nice get because I think their center rotation is pretty – it's not reliable. You could say that. And – Drummond, I think, every night can come in and play solid defense. Sometimes he makes crazy plays that are outlandish, but I like Andre Drummond a lot as a backup center. So like
are we all in agreement that the Nets won that trade with the Sixers?
I don't think they won the trade. I think it was fair across the board.
I think it was a good trade.
I don't know.
I just want to wait and see what Harden does with Embiid because I like that team a lot now. Like with Tobias Harris, Embiid, Harden, I like that team. So I just want to see what they can do together.
Very, very good team for sure.
All right. Now we're going to move on to the NFL. Obviously, last 2 weeks ago, I think it was, the Bengals won this, or the Rams.
Yes, the Bengals.
The Rams.
Let's go Bengals.
Won the Super Bowl.
In a perfect world, the Bengals would have won.
No.
But
incorrect.
But now we're going to – free agency starts in a week. We're going to predict where some of the top free agents are going to go. Probably arguably the top free agent. Where do you guys think Davante Adams is going to go? I'll start with you, Braden.
You know, I haven't been keeping up too much with the NFL, you know, because it's kind of a dead period right now. You know, free agency's starting back up, but Davante Adams, I could see him going some places. You know, I don't think he'll come back to the Packers, but some top options. You know, I don't know. I don't know what would be a good fit for him. You know, just a team that needs a receiver that's going to pay him well.
I think he goes wherever Rodgers goes.
That's what I think.
And I think Rodgers could go to New Orleans.
I don't really
see
that.
No.
They're too far over the cap.
I can't see that.
I
say Broncos.
Could go to New Orleans. I think he would fit very well in New Orleans.
Yeah, but then you realize that the Saints are like 75 mil over the cap.
Then they just get rid of some people.
No money to sign.
Well, Frankie, you said the Broncos, but when we look at the Broncos, they kind of suck. So, like,
even if they incorporated Rodgers and Davante Adams into their system, the Broncos would still be a bottom team in the league.
The Broncos are just not
good.
The Broncos are terrible. They've given. I'm serious. They've given away players like Von Miller, who was a great asset to their team, and now
who even said he wanted to stay.
They're just trying to rebuild. What?
Someone's calling you out in the comments.
What'd they say?
Let's read the comment. Anthony, come on.
Camden Anderson says,
"Oh my God, I knew it."
He wants to call out Frankie in the ring, and he wants you to respond.
All right, bro. We'll fight. Whatever. I don't care.
Using fights on the live stream.
That's not.
Dude, he's been asking a box for a while. He's kind of just a waste of my time.
Who on earth is that?
Some chirping going on here.
All right.
Can we broadcast that live here?
No.
No, we can't.
No, we cannot.
Live.
Dude. All right, moving on. Where do you guys think? Actually, Frankie, where do you think Davante Adams is gonna go?
I think he'll either stay in Green Bay or he'll just follow Aaron Rodgers wherever he goes. Because, like, Rodgers really wants him. So, I don't know. But, yeah, that's what I think is going to happen.
Oop. Camden said, Frankie, you are soft.
That kid is the softest specimen I've ever met in my life.
Wow. All right. John, do you have any input?
I mean, I think he'll end up following Aaron Rodgers.
Can you name five teams in the league?
Can I what?
Can you name five teams in the NFL?
Cowboys, Jets, Giants, Ravens of Baltimore, yes, New Orleans Saints. Yes, that's five right there.
The Ravens of Baltimore.
All right, another big free agent. He just won the Super Bowl. Where do you guys think Odell Beckham's going to go?
Probably going to stay on the Rams.
He's staying.
There's no point for him to leave.
Ironically, before the show, Dylan was saying he was not going
to
stay.
Yeah, I was about to say. You said he was leaving.
When did I say that?
You were like, he's not gonna stay.
I've never been asked about where Beckham Odell's going.
We were talking
going.
About it.
No, he just, I mean, he just. Got
I wasn't
there.
Even included in this conversation.
He just gets to L.A. He wins a Super Bowl. Like, he's not leaving. He likes playing for Matt Stafford. I think. I mean,
is he not one of the others that said he's gonna leave?
I literally was not included
I
in this
didn't
conversation.
Say,
I think
I
you guys are delusional because I wasn't even here. We need to roll the clip. These things were rolling the entire time. So.
I think there's no reason for him to leave either. You know, he's been good for the Rams. So just. Stay there and play with Matthew Stafford.
Caleb,
true.
Honestly, I don't know where he'd go, even if he left the Rams. Like, what hypothetical places could he even go to? Like, what sounds right? I'm trying to
think.
The
Browns.
No.
All right, we have a question from the crowd. Sorry to interrupt.
Back to the Giants?
The question is from Jake Grass. He's in the class with us. How far do you guys think the Bengals are going to make it next year?
About the same.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they'll make the Super Bowl.
I think they'll be, you know, playoff team, but not go too far. I think they might even lose in the first round, but it's pretty early to predict right now. I just don't think they'll be as good as they were last year.
Yeah, Bengals are Super Bowl champions in 2024.
Mark my words.
How much money are you putting on it?
I'm not even going to say that either.
$20. I tweeted it like a couple months ago too.
I think that was like their only shot. Like it's going to be a while.
You think
Going to be a while until Joe Burrow gets like
until they get offensive line help.
I disagree with that cuz I mean they went all that way with such a horrible offensive line. I think the Rams realistically were the one and done team.
That was a miracle run.
For which team?
The Bengals.
For both of them, if you want to be honest.
The Rams had a super team.
I don't think the Rams can get back to the Super Bowl.
No.
I think the Bengals have a better shot to get back than the Rams do.
No way.
Yeah.
No shot.
I'm dead serious.
Dude.
And especially if they draft an offensive line, no question they're winning something in like the next couple of years.
All right, we're going to interrupt this. We have a fact check for Braden over here. Do you hate Andrew?
Who's Andrew?
I don't know. Camden Anderson says that Braden hates Andrew.
I'm not sure who Andrew is. If we're talking about Andrew Luck, I like Andrew Luck. I can't think of any other Andrews. Okay. Andrew Wiggins, maybe?
I think we shouldn't read any more Camden Anderson comments.
Yeah,
that kid is just so
Can
weird,
we ban
though.
Camden Anderson
Let's
from
ban that guy. That guy just needs to leave the school. Ban that guy.
Wow. Ban that guy.
Who even is that guy, bro?
All right.
Ban them.
So y'all think that they're going to be a playoff team but not back to where they were? Well, you do.
The Bengals?
Yeah, the Bengals.
Yeah, I think they'll be back in a couple of years, but not next year. I don't think – I think they could, though, if they really, like
– their offensive line needs too much help.
Yeah.
Other than that, their offense is fine, and they need some secondary help. Eli Apple.
Yeah, Eli Apple just needs to get – just needs to retire.
Come back here.
Eli Apple needs to retire. He's releasing that inner demon inside of him.
he's going brazy this year.
What?
He's going brazy.
All right, we have another comment from Jackson Miller who says Zach Wilson's going to be a dark horse for MVP next year. What do you guys think?
Oh my God, a dark horse MVP candidate. This is perfect for Anthony Silvani to answer that question. You need to analyze that immediately.
No.
This is set in stone, Anthony.
What do you guys think about that, though?
Horrible take. That's the worst
that
take I've ever heard.
No shot.
I think there's a decent shot at it.
Fickle, stop. You always do this.
Look, Zach Wilson.
Ain't no way you agree with that.
Fickle, you always do this. It'll be like the worst take ever. Fickle's like, actually, let me think about it.
So you look at Zach Wilson. You know, he had a down year. There's many people that have down years in their first season. You know, you can't judge a player by 1 year. You know, you look at him at where do you go to college? BYU?
I have no idea.
Yeah. BYU, you know, I remember him from college. He was a great player. And so – you look at him. He played on the Jets. Jets are a pretty bad team, but I think he can step it up.
Trevor Lawrence has more of a chance to be a dark horse MVP candidate than Zach Wilson.
You get some good odds by placing a bet on Zach Wilson. So.
Completely disagree.
You have to win more than four games to win MVP.
They can get six or seven this year, the Jets.
No,
they're
not.
How many interceptions did Zach Wilson have last year?
Like 18.
A lot. Like it was.
You know, he cuts that to 8. He has a chance.
All right. We're going to go back to free agency predictions. Kind of keeping it local, where do y'all think Cowboys wide receiver Michael Gallup's going to end up?
Anywhere but the Cowboys.
I don't know.
I don't think he'll come back to the Cowboys. But some teams with some cap that need depth of receiver.
I'm saying Jacksonville.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot because Michael Gallup, you know, he's a good receiver, and he's just a name that not everybody's like, oh, I want, like Devontae Adams, Odell. But he's a great receiver for – a team like Jacksonville, he'd be great.
I think the Chiefs, you can go there. I think that's a good option.
Yeah.
All right, we do have a question again in the comments from Jackson Miller. You guys are going to like this one. He wants to talk about college basketball. Jackson Miller thinks that Duke is a one and done in the tournament.
Jackson Miller, I'm going to tell you, that is a terrible comment. Duke is the best team in college basketball right now. You look at their roster, they have full depth. They can play against anybody. So I want Jackson Miller to know that I got Duke winning the national championship.
Let him know right there.
Tell him in the camera.
Jackson Miller, I'm calling you out. I got Duke winning the championship.
Duke University.
Beating anybody. You know, Mark Williams.
The question is, do they have Cedric Highsmith playing?
You know, Cedric Highsmith was an opt-out this year.
But, you know, Mark Williams, he's a great player. Paolo, Wendell.
I think Jackson Miller might be onto something here because Duke in the tournament is not a great team.
Okay, I guess
this is their years.
I guess are we gonna ask this?
Yeah, okay, Camden has a question.
I thought this kid got blocked.
Yeah, we're getting off sports here. What are your guys' quick takes
on Salad and Go?
They don't even need to answer. They're there literally every day. They are there. They come to class every single day with Salad and Go. So there is no question that they enjoy it.
Salad and Go is
barbecue ranch, no pico.
Barbecue ranch, no pico.
I got the jalapeno ranch wrap, no tomato, no onion. It's a great. All right,
good take.
This one was an ugly situation. What do you guys think about the Juwan Howard situation?
I don't know who that is.
Was that from Jackson Miller?
No.
Okay. Who is that?
Anthony on the dome.
From Tim Stewart.
Who is Juwan Howard?
Juwan Howard is the Michigan head coach.
Yeah, that was dope. I like that. That was cool.
that was awesome.
Some Instagram comments. They were just beefing. I don't even know. I have no idea what was going on.
I saw that. It trended on Twitter. Wolverines are like, what is this? And I look at it, and it's some dude fighting the other coach. And I was like, what?
Some coach-on-coach action there. It was pretty dope. I like it.
No, I was watching the game. You know, my dad was asleep on the couch.
So you were not watching
that. That's typical dad activity right there.
Taking a nap, I turned it on, you know, and I see just Juwan Howard going at it with the other coach, and I was like, Dad, watch this. We rewinded it, and he was freaking out about it. He was like, that guy needs to be fired, you know, taken off the map.
He needs to be suspended.
He'll never be a coach again because, I mean, you shouldn't be a coach and be hitting other coaches.
Didn't he get suspended the entire season?
Five games. But he can come back to coach in the Big Ten tournament and March Madness. So
five-game suspension? That was worth it. I think.
Oh, yeah. I think it,
100%.
That's a highlight reel play. He's getting publicity and only 5 games suspended. That's perfect. I mean, I don't think he did anything wrong there. Perfect.
All right, we have another question from the comments. Lacey Weber asks, about 2 weeks ago, what were your thoughts on the University of Arkansas beating the number one Auburn
team? My homies hate the University of Arkansas. Next question.
I think Arkansas is really good. They played a close game against Florida, too, and they beat them. I like Arkansas when it comes to their tourney odds. And, you know,
do we want to ask that?
I'd take them over a bunch of people.
I'll ask it.
Or in the conference.
No, the thing with Arkansas here is, you know, they have a great team. You know, J.D. Notte and Williams have just been stepping it up, so I think they can make a run in the tournament.
All right, Frankie has a question for you, also from the comments.
Who is it from?
You can guess who it's from.
From Cam
Anderson. Yes. Braden. Off topic again. But real quick. It's got to be real quick. Over under 5 on Braden striking out with girls this week. I'm saying.
Give me under. I'm going to take 5? Under 5.
That's a lot.
I'm saying over.
Okay, what's the rest of this week? Like from Friday to Friday?
No.
Or are we starting
week? No, I'm starting from Friday to Sunday. He's striking out over 5.
Just this weekend?
I'm going to go with the under 5, but over 3.
This weekend? Under 5?
Over 3.
You're taking over 5 for 3 days?
Yep. I think that's Braden Fickle for you.
That's
Braden Fickle for you.
That's kind of disrespectful.
That's a line disrespect, but.
Oh, okay.
But over 3, I could see.
I think we just got got an update. Just time block Camden Anderson.
All right.
See ya, Camden.
All right, let's go back to what we were originally talking about, sports.
We might as well just get on to the trivia.
I mean, well, I'm going to ask you this, obviously the big one. Where is Russell Wilson going to end up this offseason? We've already talked about Aaron Rodgers enough.
I don't know. Honestly, I really have no idea.
Minnesota.
No, be quiet.
Just kidding.
No shot.
They're probably going to pick up
Tennessee.
Some random.
Chicago Bears.
Ooh.
I could see that.
You know, it's just a random option. They got Justin Fields, but, you know, he hasn't been producing well when he's been
playing.
Justin
Fields is not going to develop.
Zach Wilson, who's breakout MVP.
I would say Justin Fields is better than Zach Wilson.
Yeah, he is, but he's not.
The Bears had a worse offensive line than the Bengals.
Russell Wilson to Chicago would be pretty interesting.
But they don't have any first-round picks.
But I don't see any reason to get rid of Justin Fields. Like, it's not like he was horrible.
He was.
It wasn't his fault, though.
Okay, but he was still awful. The throw, dude, some of the throws he made, a lot of overthrows, a lot of picks, he just didn't look comfortable there. And I understand it's because of the O-line.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really be comfortable whenever you're sitting there with
the
thought in your back of your mind.
Pretty comfortable.
But, I mean, they were better. Their offensive line is better than the Bears' is. The Bears are.
Yeah, Jackson Miller also just said that Providence would run the SEC.
Providence.
Who even is Providence?
Okay, I like that take, actually, Jackson. You know, I wasn't liking the Duke one, but Providence is a solid team. You know, I just watched them in double overtime take down the Xavier team. That looked pretty solid. And I think that the SEC, you know, is kind of up and down. You know, teams win, teams lose that are just – I think that Providence would make a good run in the SEC. They'd be a top five team in the SEC for sure.
Ooh. All right. And we're going to just move into some trivia now. I told the guys before that, you know, it's just first to get their hand up. But the first question is going to be more of like an around the horn question.
Do we just like have to like slam the table? Can we not? I don't want to raise my hand.
Fine. First.
Can I just like slam the table or throw something at you?
You don't throw anything.
I'm going to raise
it. I feel like throwing something at you is better.
Just slap the table. Slap the table. The first question, though, we're going to start with you, Brandon. It's around the horn. Who do you think is the greatest defensive player of all time? Lawrence Taylor or Aaron Donald?
Oh, my God.
Why just those two?
Because that's the debate I've seen going around.
Okay, so there's no like. Anybody else?
No.
Those have to be no Deion Sanders.
No.
All right, we'll go with Lawrence Taylor here. You know, I didn't watch much of him, but you know he's a great player. Every highlight I've ever seen, Lawrence Taylor, great guy. You know, I wasn't alive back then, so I don't know how I was supposed to watch.
Yeah, obviously you're like, I didn't watch much of Lawrence Taylor, dude. You were dead. Like,
yeah,
you
so
wait, you weren't dead, but you weren't alive.
Nah. Okay, Lawrence Taylor over Aaron Donald. You know, Aaron Donald's a great player, but. LT is just, he's better. The highlights don't lie.
They don't lie.
Caleb?
I'd have to go with Aaron Donald. Understand that.
Dylan, you're next. Let's just.
While Aaron Donald does have a couple nice highlights, especially the one where he tackled two dudes in high school. I don't know, same time, we just got two of them. The running back and the quarterback, I don't know if any of you have seen that, whatever. I think Lawrence Taylor, just a little bit.
All right, now let's go back to
like,
Caleb.
This is Lawrence Taylor and Aaron
back
Donald.
To me. Don't go back.
Dark horse defensive player of all time, Deion Sanders.
Prime time.
Hey, Mean Joe Green. Dark horse.
That's not a bad one.
Mean Joe
Green. No, let's go back to Caleb. Give you your explanation why I think Aaron Donald.
I don't have one anymore.
He said something stupid. But
maybe he just – I think he's mad at cards.
I'm going to say – I'm going to say LT because LT just has a better legacy. I'm going to say LT because he just has a better legacy and he was just – better overall.
Thanks for asking me, Antoine.
We're not.
I also think it's Lawrence Taylor. Thank you. That's it. That's all.
No. All right. We're going to actually move into some trivia now. Actual trivia. All right. So obviously, Cooper Kupp won Super Bowl MVP. Before him, who was the last non-QB to win Super Bowl MVP?
Von Miller.
No.
Dude, I have no idea. Are we talking
Super
Bowl?
No, you don't get another
Super
guess.
Super Bowl.
Super Bowl MVP.
Was the Super Bowl?
No, I said before.
No, before
him.
That.
Oh, before? Oh.
Oh my God! I don't even know who played last year.
I'll give you this. No, not the year before.
I know. I'm just saying. I don't even know who
got
played
it.
Last
Rob
year.
Rob Gronkowski.
No.
Wasn't he last year?
Malcolm Smith.
No.
Julian Edelman.
Hey, Dylan got it.
Wait, Dylan. Did he not win last year?
Huh?
Did Gronk not win last year?
No.
Oh my God.
It was. They gave it to Brady.
He had like three touchdowns.
Yeah, but they gave it to Brady.
I got one. Y'all, I'm better than all y'all.
It was Julian Edelman in the infamous 28-3
oh,
comeback.
That guy,
I didn't even know what the question was.
The crazy catch. Yeah,
I didn't even know
what the question was.
Yeah, I thought it was MVP of the league, bro. I was lost.
I mean, we are gonna go to that. Who was the last non-QB to win the NFL MVP?
Oh God, I have no idea. Cooper Kupp.
Tommy Johnson.
Adrian Peterson.
Adrian. Oh, it was Adrian.
Caleb got it right.
I didn't even know when.
It was back
like 2004.
It was like 2011 or something.
Dude, oh my God.
Any Duke questions?
No.
All right, I got it. Yeah, I got it.
All right, we're going to go back a long time for this one. The NFC won 13 straight Super Bowls from 1985 to 1998. What team ended that streak?
Green Bay Packers.
No, I said the NFC.
Patriots.
The NFC won 13 straight.
The Patriots.
No.
The Tennessee Titans.
Indianapolis Colts.
The Bengals.
He went for it next.
No, I just someone go. I got to think.
Steelers.
No.
The Ravens.
No.
The Browns.
No.
Quick.
There weren't even Browns.
I need
the
AFC
Chiefs.
Teams.
No.
Raiders.
No.
Chargers.
No.
They were not the Jaguars. That's impossible.
Texans.
The Rams.
No.
That's not even
the Oilers. The Houston
no.
Oilers.
No.
Texans
Oiler
have never
Nation.
Won a Super Bowl.
All right, I'm going to give you.
What division are they in?
I'm going to give you all one more guess.
What division are they in? We need a hint. Because none of us are getting this. We're just naming every.
Well, you've already said the other teams in the division. So if I tell you, you're going to guess right.
The Titans.
Wait, what year did it
no.
end?
It's the Broncos.
1998.
It has to be the Broncos.
The
yes.
1990 what?
Eight.
Titans. The Raiders.
No.
Dolphins.
No.
Jets.
No.
You we only get one more guess. This is beat.
All right, you guys are done guessing.
This is bad statistics.
Dude, just nobody's got this one.
All right, Braden said it. It was the Denver Broncos.
I got it. You're not touching that. Why was he guessing? That's a point. That's a point. I got
of course
one.
He put the Broncos. We should have
That's
known.
Why I knew.
Fine. I'll give you. I'll give
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
All right, so there are.
Coming for you, coming for you Jackson
right.
Miller.
The next.
So one and one. All of us have one right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you oh three have God. One. Oh, God. All right, the next question. There are four teams to have never played in the Super Bowl. Can anyone name all
the
four?
The Jaguars?
You got a button.
The Browns.
Wait, what? I have to say what?
You have to.
Oh, okay. The Jaguars, the Texans. I don't know if that's actually true
that's
or not.
True.
I just hate
just
the Texans.
Just keep going. Keep going. You got two more.
Do I get hints or do I just have to free just ball freestyle? Get.
Actually, you know, I will tell you. Obviously, one. They're both in the North in their conference. So the AFC and the NFC North.
Okay, I know the Vikings yeah. have played in the Super Bowl. The Packers have played in the Super Bowl.
Gotta
it's
got to
be the it's got to be all the AFC then. Have the Lions ever played in the Super Bowl?
They had to.
Texans, Lions, Jaguars, Browns.
Yeah. I mean,
I literally gave
dang,
him the Browns.
That was
one.
Good. I'm not even gonna lie. I don't think I would have gotten that. All
right. What was the last NFL expansion team? So the last team.
The Houston Texans.
Yeah,
I had to think of it. I knew it.
That's so easy.
How do you not know that? You're a Texans fan.
The only Texans fan in the room.
He had my mic.
I slapped the table first, so I got two.
All right, you didn't have to put the mic in between you.
Well, it's just whoever slaps the table first.
All right.
We all suck.
So, which two teams has the most Super Bowl appearances without a Super Bowl win?
The Minnesota Vikings.
The Bills.
There's one more.
The Bills and the
It's still his turn. Just say one more team.
The Bills and Saints.
No.
Bills and Vikings.
Bills. He buzzed first.
No.
Dolphins.
No.
Bills Vikings.
Yes.
Yes, dude.
Dude.
Caleb, you're an idiot, bro. He literally just
they
said
both
it.
Have four?
Let's go. We suck. We suck. Right.
Are you serious right now? I don't get half a point for that.
We all got two. We all got two. You guys got zero.
Oh I mean, there's God. Still a chance if he gets these next three.
Is everything NFL?
Pretty much. I might add a baseball.
What about a Duke question?
Don't worry. What about a basketball question?
Like, Sal and Go question?
You know what? We do have.
Name one thing off the Sal and Go menu.
Name everything.
I can probably do
Braden would get that, 100%. You two right there got it.
All
right,
this one, it's going to be whoever the fastest because this one's kind of easy. Yeah, what year did the 49ers and the Ravens meet in the Super Bowl and experience a power outage?
I have no
2013.
Idea.
2015.
It's 2013.
That was that long?
Yes, sir.
It's so long.
Yes, sir.
All right, we do have some interesting. Oh, William Stevenson commented.
Oh, my
no
God.
Way. No way. We are not talking about the Eagles,
Boo.
Will.
Eagles suck.
No Eagles.
No, he actually got the Jags, Texans, Browns, Lions one. As when you were answering.
Oh, I didn't know they were playing along at home.
Everyone wants to know, guys, what are your favorite Hello Kitty characters?
Dude, okay.
Who asked that question?
Camden trivia, let's go.
Camden Anderson.
It wasn't actually Camden Anderson.
No, it wasn't Camden I saw.
I don't know anything about Hello
Kitty.
Let's
go. I'm trying to clutch up a trivia right now.
The one without a mouth. The one without a mouth is my favorite.
Hello Kitty, no diff. Hello Kitty, neg's your favorite verse, all
right? I'm trying to tie the game right now.
So, obviously, Tom Brady retired a couple weeks ago. Which active QB now has the most Super Bowl rings?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Patrick Mahomes.
No.
I'll.
Next,
so.
I don't know.
I will go. Which active QB has the most?
You're next though. I want Johnny.
Who's still playing?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Dude, like everybody retired.
I got no clue.
I'll go. You go.
No, it's your turn.
You had to guess.
Just say pass.
No, just go. Just guess and throw a quarterback out there. At this point, there's no point not. Oh my God! Oh my God!
Dak doesn't have Super Bowl. Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Wait,
but he had a good
on.
One.
Let me think about this.
I'm gonna give you 10 more seconds.
That low key might be my guess.
I'm gonna give you 10 seconds. I'm gonna give you 10 seconds, Frankie.
I don't know. Do you know how many Super Bowl rings
What's
he has?
Number?
Two.
I got it. Hurry up. Yeah,
seconds.
Braden said it, but I'm going to guess it.
What?
Just say it. Just guess a quarterback, Frankie.
Jimmy G? Yes.
I said that.
Let's go.
Jimmy G
has two. He has the one.
That's what
I
was.
The
49ers. Dude.
For the Patriots.
Let's go.
Wait. Oh, no, yeah, he lost on the 49ers, but he went to the one on 49ers.
We have
Jimmy G.
Dude, that's actually wild.
Four people with two, so whoever gets this question wins. It's a multi-team question again.
All right.
So the Rams, they had 7 sacks in the Super Bowl 2 weeks ago. What the other three teams to have 7 sacks in the Super Bowl?
Oh, dude, John, you got it first.
7 sacks in the Super Bowl?
No.
John got it first.
I saw this graphic like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I did too. No, I don't remember. I don't.
I'll answer.
Cowboys.
No.
Okay. Right, yeah, there you go. That's it.
Buzz next.
All right, like, so what was the question?
So the Rams had 7 sacks, right?
Uh-huh.
So yep. What the other three teams get 7
if
sacks?
If he doesn't know the question, just.
Like ever?
Yeah, he doesn't
I'll
know
go.
The question.
I'll go.
Shut up.
I'll go. I'll go Giants.
Okay.
Wrong.
That's right.
No.
Okay. So,
okay, I got a good one. Steelers, Eagles. I forgot my last one. No, Steelers, Eagles, and the Packers. I have no idea.
You got one of them right.
Okay.
Steelers,
well, that was helpless.
Patriots, Bills.
No.
Any of those right?
Steelers.
One of them was right.
Steelers. Still Steelers?
Yeah, Steelers.
Steelers, 49ers, Ravens.
Nope.
Any of those?
No.
Okay. I'll go.
Nobody knows
Steelers, Cowboys.
No.
Steelers, Colts, and.
Oh, it, I'll right, go Steelers, Broncos, and. I'll go Steelers, Broncos, and Saints.
No, but
Steelers,
you were close.
Steelers, Broncos, Dolphins.
No.
Was Broncos it?
Yes.
Steelers, Broncos, and.
One more.
Just say one team.
Steelers, Broncos, Dolphins.
You just said that.
No.
Steelers, Broncos.
I'll go Steelers, Broncos, and.
Seahawks.
Steelers, Broncos, Giants?
Steelers, Broncos.
They're in the NFC, I'll tell you that.
They're in the NFC? Steelers, Broncos, Vikings.
No.
Steelers.
I had no idea. It was just the first team I came ahead.
Broncos.
The Bears?
49ers.
The Bears?
Steelers, Broncos, Bengals.
What year was this?
It was like 19.
The Bears.
Yeah. Dylan got it right.
Steelers, Broncos, Bears?
He yeah.
He won.
Oh my gosh, bro. I sold.
Dylan is our trivia champion.
Smoking that TCTV undefeated pack.
Anthony, why did you tell them whenever I got the Broncos?
Because that's.
I mean, it's also when you got the Steelers.
Well, otherwise, we were going to be guessing. Right,
I won
that.
Anthony's smart whenever.
If it was Broncos, Anthony put it in there.
I want one of your guys' opinions on this. Tyler Fussell says that Joe Burrow is a one-hit wonder.
Who is Tyler Fussell, first of all?
Tyler
Fussell is a one-hit wonder, all right?
Dude, I kind of like that take.
I like it, Tyler.
Hey, I don't
Tyler.
Think so.
Tyler, I
wherever
like
you
so.
Are, wherever you are out there,
I like that
good
take.
Good take, Tyler.
I don't know who that is. I don't
think Joe Burrow is probably one of the most overhyped quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
I don't think he's really that good.
And you can't tell me. I really don't think he's that good.
When I've watched him play, I haven't seen – like what everybody else sees out of
exactly.
Joe Burrow.
They just love the Joe Scheisty
they
hype.
Love,
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I know.
I don't get it.
I'm not a big Joe Burrow guy.
The only reason I'm hating on this take is because Frankie agrees with it. The only reason I'm hating on it because Frankie agrees with it because he thinks Baker Mayfield is good.
No,
so
I don't think Baker Mayfield is
I don't
good.
Want – I don't know. I don't think he's a one-hit wonder, though, because,
you know,
I mean,
what?
We've only realistically seen him play one season.
I wouldn't say he's a one-hit wonder, but I would say that he's not as good as everybody else.
You just said he was a
one-hit
wonder.
Yeah, I don't think he's a top-10 quarterback.
I don't think he's a top-10 quarterback.
I don't think he's a top
no,
half
I,
of the league quarterback, like top
he's
15, 16.
I don't got to think – you know, he's definitely top 15.
I think he's fringe.
I don't think he's top 10.
I think he's not
top
10. I think he's top 15.
He is top 10.
He's
right,
not
he
top 10.
He could be like 11 or 12.
He's 10.
You take Tannehill over him?
I don't know who we're comparing this to, honestly.
Yes.
I take Tannehill.
I take Ryan Tannehill.
You take Kirk Cousins over him?
Yes.
Yes.
Kirk Cousins 100%. Over Joe
Burrow. I take Kirk Cousins over him.
Right now,
no.
Yes.
You take
After
Herbert over
season?
Him?
No.
What?
What?
Justin Herbert?
No way.
Yeah,
that is the debate. That's what's gonna ask you.
Oh my god, I have to take Justin Herbert. He is so much better. He's just played on
no way.
Chargers.
Justin Herbert is arguably top 5.
Herbert is top five in my opinion.
You take Lamar. You take Lamar over.
Throwing.
I take Lamar
over as a.
Yeah, I think Lamar.
I'll take Lamar.
I'll take Lamar.
I'll take Lamar.
Actually,
too,
honestly,
all right. Would you take Joe Burrow or Dak Prescott?
Dak.
But I don't love Dak either. So it's not like
Dak, but I don't
you know,
Dak.
I did say Dak would be an MVP, but he lets me down every year.
Russell
so
Wilson
that is
or
true.
Burrow?
He was so confident about that at the start of the year.
Because, you know, the Cowboys offense, I just let it begin. But back to Joe Burrow, he's not a top 15 quarterback.
He is a top 15, but he's not a top 10. He's not a top 10.
Maybe he's number 15.
You take Derek Carr or
I'm
Joe
I'm taking
Burrow?
Jimmy G Burrow. Over Joe Burrow.
Do you take Derek Carr over Burrow?
That's a stretch.
Yes.
I would take Derek Carr.
Derek Carr is probably the most underrated quarterback.
Yeah, I think so.
But Joe Burrow is still good.
Yeah, we're not saying he's bad. He's just a little bit. Because
I mean, any quarterback in the NFL is good, besides like Mitch Trubisky.
Shots at Mitch Trubisky
and Zach Wilson. I don't like
sorry, that. If you're watching this, Mitch Trubisky. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, dude.
Not a good quarterback.
This is going to be on ESPN.
Yeah, obviously.
They're going to have nothing to post. They're going to post us.
Right, I'm at, would you guys take Joe Burrow over Jalen Hurts?
No.
I was literally thinking about that.
I don't know.
Not yet. No, he doesn't suck.
I would take Burrow over Hurts in a heartbeat.
I'm taking Burrow over Hurts.
No, Jalen Hurts.
I'm going to take Burrow over Hurts just because I know Will's watching and I hate the Eagles.
Hurts is not bad.
Will, even though I think Will would also take Burrow over Hurts.
Will, can you give us a comment on that, please? We'd like to hear your feedback.
Hurts is not bad.
We do have a comment here from Lacey Weber saying that Joe Burrow is better than Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. And I think that's satire.
I hope it's satire because Lacey has no idea what she's talking about.
But if satire means stupid, I agree. Because there's no chance that Joe Burrow is better than Patrick Mahomes.
Do you think Patrick Mahomes is better than Aaron Rodgers?
Yes. Yes. Mm. Right now, yes. If you have a team,
I say Pat Mahomes is the number one quarterback.
If you're starting a team right now for 1 year only, I'm taking Patrick Mahomes over Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, 100%.
1 year, nothing, like no contract, no nothing.
Why are you shaking your head?
No, it's not like even close. Like 1 year, like if you want to do 5 years, yeah, I'll take Mahomes. But 1 year, I'm taking Rodgers 100%.
Are you kidding?
It's not even close.
And then, so what's y'all's top five quarterbacks?
Okay, Mahomes.
Number
Rodgers.
One, Josh Allen. I love Josh Allen.
Okay,
big
Lacey.
Josh
okay,
Allen guy. Dude. Number two, Mahomes. Number three, Aaron Rodgers. Number four, Justin Herbert.
You
number
okay,
five,
there, Dylan?
Dak Josh Prescott. Allen. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Dak's
your top five.
I didn't listen two through five, bro. Josh Allen. What?
No,
Josh Allen. Number one.
Josh
you
Allen.
Can't
is,
argue.
Josh Allen is
not
three.
Number one, but he's probably.
You can
three.
Argue,
he's
but
I think he's three.
Dude,
he's
Josh
three.
Allen,
no
number
way.
One.
I'm sorry, bro, but like Josh Allen literally gets destroyed by Mahomes.
Josh Allen
every single year
is the better quarterback.
He beat him in the regular season.
What?
Josh Allen is the better quarterback of the two.
I'm talking playoffs.
Josh
I'm talking
Allen
playoffs. Mahomes owns Allen.
Well, I think Josh Allen.
The Chiefs, they played them like they played him twice, and they won because the Chiefs are a better team, not because Josh Allen is a worse quarterback.
Fickle, you have Josh Allen over Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes. Like that doesn't make sense. It's Mahomes. It goes Mahomes, Rodgers. Josh Allen is always like the third guy. Like everybody knows
I think
that.
This year it would be Rodgers, Allen, Mahomes.
Okay, yeah.
I can agree with that for this year though.
Rodgers,
overall,
Allen, Mahomes.
Overall.
Would you guys have Lamar in your top five?
No.
No.
There's your question. There's your answer to that, Lacey. All right, we're going to move on now to some NBA game picks. Obviously, we've returned from the
I want
All-Star
trivia?
Break. Yes, you want trivia.
Yeah.
You
get
are
owned.
A trivia
yeah.
champ.
Get absolutely owned. Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
Are a trivia
yeah.
champ.
Okay.
How does it feel?
All right. Starting off, we have the Heat and the Knicks.
Knicks in the Garden will win tonight.
Give me the Heat.
I agree.
Give me
Knicks
the
in the Garden is absolutely insane.
Give me the Heat.
Atmosphere is crazy.
I have the Heat. John?
Knicks in the Garden. Wrong.
So I guess we're taking. I don't know what you're taking.
The
Heat.
The Knicks.
Okay.
I'm taking Knicks.
Did you say
Heat? Yeah.
Two. All right. Mavs and the Jazz.
Give me the Mavs.
I'm going Mavs.
This
Mavs
would be the playoff series.
Mavs.
Give me the Mavs.
Luka's going crazy.
This is tough because I'm a Mavs fan, but I'm a Jazz lover, so I'm going with the Jazz.
I'm gonna go with the Mavs. All right, and then I think this is tonight's game as well. We have the Lakers and the Clippers.
Clippers.
Lakers.
I don't know.
I'm going to go with the Lakers. I don't like them.
I'm going with the Clippers.
But the Clippers aren't healthy.
Like
I'm going.
Them, but
Lakers aren't either,
and
but
Lakers
LeBron.
Are very,
give me the
very bad right now.
Give me the Lake show. I hate the Clippers.
I'm going to have to take the Clippers. What?
Okay. I was going to say.
I'm going to take the Clippers.
I
think I
just
Lakers.
Don't like the Clippers.
I took the Clippers.
Oh,
I would take
yeah.
the Clippers
bad.
If I didn't hate the Clippers, but I hate the Clippers. So give me the Lakers.
The Lake show.
Give me the Lake show.
The Lake show.
All right. I think this one's tomorrow, the Nets and the Bucks.
The Bucks.
I'm going Bucks.
Bucks by 25.
Yeah, I'm going Bucks.
Nets.
Bucks big.
Why?
Bucks big.
Why? Tell me why.
Real quick. Nets, Seth Curry, 15 shots, 12 makes.
He's not.
Okay.
Big Cam Thomas game, 30 points.
What? Bucks.
I'm going to go with the Bucks. All right, Frank, I'm going to start with you on this one. I think this is on Sunday, the Sixers and the Knicks.
I'm going to go Sixers. I like the Sixers right
Give
now.
Give me the Sixers.
John?
Sixers.
Knicks. Oh. Side with Caleb on this one. I got the Knicks two in a row.
I go with the Sixers.
Okay,
Jazz and Suns.
The Jazz. Give me the Suns. Jazz.
I'm going the Suns.
Give me the Suns.
Give me the Jazz.
I'll go Suns.
The Jazz.
And then the last game, I think this is also on Sunday, the Mavs and the Warriors.
Mavericks.
Give me the Mavs. Where are they playing?
Warriors.
Pretty sure they're in Golden State.
Give me the Warriors. Steph's dropping 50.
At home, that's questionable. Give me the Mavs.
I think the Mavs.
Anthony, have you ever heard of an underdog?
Like you just actually no. Give me the Warriors. Like, give me the Warriors.
He picked an underdog.
Who?
He picked the Clippers.
That's not an underdog. Dude, they're way better record.
Right, Anthony, who's your NBA underdog of the week?
Don't care. All right, that is going to
the Lakers are definitely better. Likely
end.
What? This is the end. We got nothing else.
No more chats.
I mean, they're all asking.
Yeah, run through the chats, guys. Give me some.
They're all asking My Little Pony.
Yeah, we don't.
Guys, what is this mid conversation? We need something good. We need good all topics.
Right, but that is going to end our live show. Obviously, this is going to be again released on normal podcast.
I think we should do more.
Say goodbye, Dylan, our trivia champ.
Yeah, how does it feel, guys? I'm just trivia champ, soon to be Mario Kart champ. All right, just know the name. Respect the name.
Well, half got bailed out.
Yeah, dude, half the questions we weren't
going to
Dude, I answered the two for you.
I think the setup were failed. I mean, realistically, we kind of got failed. Wow. I got the Steelers, though, so you can't even hate
Okay, yeah,
I
got you got the Steelers and the Bears. I got the Broncos.
I got Steelers and Bears.
Okay, well, we weren't alive for half of them, so like, how was I supposed to know?
That is true. I think we needed better trivia questions.
Yeah, maybe some college basketball.
Next time.
No.
No one cares about college basketball.
No Duke
really.
University.
Except for
at
you
all.
And
Tech winning it all.
Duke University all the way.
All right.
Tech winning it all.
That will end our show.
USC.
It's good to have Frankie and John back on after not being here in a while.
Hiatus for like 6 years.
And we'll see y'all next week.
Right.